Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the city of Atlanta is reviewing its policies on the detention of immigrants in their jails. This comes after Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms signed an executive order on Wednesday halting the intake of new detainees. Bottoms spoke about the agreement in a press conference yesterday.
So if we choose as a city to no longer house ICE detainees, I'm not aware of any way that the federal government can force us to be a party to that agreement.
The city currently houses 200 immigrant detainees for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In the coming weeks, city officials and experts will be meeting to discuss formally changing the policy. The city of Atlanta has been awarded 2018's Golden Padlock Award for being the most secretive government body in the U.S. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports.
The honor focuses on how the City of Atlanta stonewalled Freedom of Information Act requests by journalists. Investigative Reporters and Editors, Inc. named the city as the winner. Atlanta beat out six other secrecy-focused finalists across all levels of government. It's also the first-ever repeat finalist for the award. IRE's Robert Cribb spoke with Virginia Prescott for On Second Thought about the city's efforts.
They advised the city officials to withhold, to delay, to make the process as painful as possible.
The city worked hard to obscure information requests about city water bills and a pay-to-play contracting scheme. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
A Georgia woman and former NSA contractor accused of leaking classified documents to a news outlet will change her plea to guilty. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it'll be the second plea deal under President Trump's crackdown on government leakers.
Court records show 26-year-old reality winner will go before a judge in Augusta next Tuesday and enter a guilty plea. That's after spending more than a year behind bars. She faces up to 10 years in prison for allegedly sending NSA documents to online news outlet The Intercept in 2017. Winner is not the first leak case to enter a guilty plea under the Trump administration. In April, a former FBI agent in Minnesota admitted to leaking classified information that also appeared in stories by The Intercept. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And for more GPB News, you can go to gpbnews.org anytime.